Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You have your host, James J. Maloff, here at 7:04. I am joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
We've got nothing but fun lined up for you the next 3 hours. We're going to get you ready for the weekend. Bunch of great things we're going to be doing today. One of them is, of course, grabbing our final qualifier for our Hamming It Up, our contest we've been doing with Quality Foods IGA for the last 2 weeks. We grab our final qualifier between now and 10 today, so be listening for that.
I love the question we have here.
It's a good one.
It's a fun one. Yeah.
This 7 o'clock hour, we'll get into our National Day Of calendar. We'll talk about some interesting state news as well. And we'll get into the 8 o'clock hour with Misty's Menu, birthday and anniversary. Actually, we'll start it off with an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
Muchly appreciated.
Yes, especially right now.
Then Misty's Menu, birthday and anniversary club. And a little after that, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Seth and I are going to play a line or some music or something from a famous Christmas TV show or special or something like that. We're going to do that for this week and next week. And boy, next week's is a doozy. next week's might get us in trouble.
This week's
going to be a fun one. And we'll be enjoying doing that. We'll do that around 8:40s, 8:35, somewhere in between there.
All right.
9 o'clock hour, we will get into some entertainment news. We're also going to talk a bit music as we get into our day in music history.
Mm-hmm.
As Seth and I hold on to Rock History 101 just a little bit longer.
We're not going
to
let it go.
No.
Not completely, anyway.
All that coming up for you. And it's live radio. Who knows what's going to happen, everybody. Seth, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. It's going to be interesting this morning without coffee.
Oh.
I have my annual checkup today, which means I have to do my fasting labs later on today. So no coffee. I can just do water.
Mm.
So I'll see where I am at hour three. Can
you put sugar in the water? Then you're just you're just a hummingbird then, basically, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel for you so much on that. But I commend you on it because I know that there are people that try to like cut corners on these things, and you're only hurting yourself.
No, it just makes the results skewed and everything like that. So I'd rather just get it done with, make sure they're accurate.
Yeah. It's a little like, I don't know why we do this. I understand if you are a kid, if you're even 13 and under or whatever, why we do this. Anybody else, I don't get it, but we all do. Lie to the dentist. I floss like 5 times a day. I brush my teeth after I breathe. What are you talking about? I'm fine up here.
That's like the one person
it's
you
the one
can't,
person
lie,
you can't
to.
Lie to.
You can say, I mean, maybe with your doctor a little bit, you can say, oh, yeah, I've been, I go to the Y every day kind of thing, you know, or something like that. But your dentist, no, sorry.
No.
Doesn't work.
No, the dentist, not only do they literally see through you on this,
yes,
I mean, that's their job, unless they're the worst dentist ever. Like, that might actually be the rule, like the line right there. Like, you say all this to the dentist, and he or she just nods their head.
Yeah, believes you,
Yeah, sure, okay. And then they get working in there. You're like, well, wait a minute. Like, how good is this person at their job?
I have to. I wonder if that's why that's considered one of the most stressful jobs, being a dentist.
Yeah.
Because people lie to you all the time. It's one of those, you know.
I never thought of it.
And they always take it so well. They know you're lying, but
they do.
Well, you know.
A shout out to Kelly over at Fantastic Sam's has been doing my hair. We actually found out she's been doing my hair for like 6 years now. I didn't even realize. She's awesome. And the whole gang over there at Fantastic Sam's are great. We were talking, and I don't know if it was the client before me or if it's just having to deal with me. But the idea, it came up again where we both believe, and I think a lot of people do, both a good bartender and a good hairstylist deserve college credits towards a psychology degree.
100%.
100%, right?
Yeah.
The confessions, do we confess more to them than we do? Like, I don't know anything about, this is in my wheelhouse, like to a priest or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Which one's the one that does the confessionals?
The priests do that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Catholic priests
Thank
have
you.
Confession,
Thank
yes.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. So I don't, are we more honest there than we are in those? I'm not sure.
That's a great question.
It's there's these things where there are, all of us have add-ons to our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
you get hired to do this and this, and then you do start doing the job and realize, oh, yeah, there's also all of this, this that comes along yeah. with it and everything. Mm-hmm. I think some of these things deserve some college credits.
Yes.
whether you follow up on them or not.
Life experience.
Yeah.
Life experience. It's so, so true.
Definitely. I did want to touch on this story as well. As I mentioned, we got some Wisconsin stuff to get into. We have a new Miss Wisconsin.
All right.
I should say Miss America 2023 winner.
Okay.
Grace Stanky, Miss Wisconsin, nuclear engineer student, advocates for clean energy.
Wow.
There she is, an advocate for nuclear energy and the land of cheeseheads. This article comes to us from Anna Kaprinsky, and it is out of the NewJersey.com. And I just wanted to go ahead and, because I was going to do this article, and then mm-hmm. Melissa sent us this morning a couple of articles on this story.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate her doing that. A shout out to our head of news over here, Melissa mm-hmm. Kay. She had a line in here, the fact that she plays Vivaldi on the violin should not be understated, but also nuclear energy on Wisconsin.
So,
thought that was a good
That's
line.
That's a good one,
That's
yeah.
a good line. Stanky is 20. She's a nuclear engineering student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Go Badgers. She receives a $50,000 scholarship for her win Thursday at Mohegan Sun Casino and Resort in Uncasville, Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Okay.
She says, I'm so incredibly honored. Stanky, who hails from Wausau, Wisconsin. Shout out Wausau.
Yeah.
Said backstage after her victory, I am representing the woman who can. We're not put in boxes. We're here to make a change and change the world.
Wow.
The new title holder, whose pageant talent is violin, advocates for a transition to nuclear energy with her social impact initiative, Clean Energy, Cleaner Future.
All right.
Quote, America needs to convert to zero carbon energy sources, and I'm helping to make that happen by breaking down misconceptions surrounding the most powerful source of zero carbon energy, nuclear power, Stanky says in her mission statement. I advocate for nuclear power and improved communication about nuclear science with both the general public and nuclear engineers to bring the gap of the unknown between the two groups of people. Not only is this woman more beautiful than I will ever be handsome, she is incredibly smart. I don't know if anybody... Yep. I don't pay a ton of attention to pageants.
Right.
I never really have. I if I'm being completely honest with the rest of the world here, I've always found them a little icky. I don't like...
There's
don't
something about
right.
it, yeah.
I just have never felt that comfortable about it or anything. When I started doing this job, I started interviewing the Miss Wisconsin Rabbits pageant mm-hmm. contestants. And I started, there's a scholarship involved with this? These kids are getting money? Wait a minute. Oh, hold up. And I start talking to these young ladies and realizing what this level of pageantry is
mm-hmm.
and how much it is and these friendships that are created, the confidence that is get built into these kids from doing these things.
Right.
I've worked with a couple of actors who have done the Miss Wisconsin Rabbits pageant
mm-hmm.
and every single one of them have said how much it helped them be on that stage, acting with me and stuff at WRCT
yeah.
and the confidence that it gave them. And
wow.
There's so many layers to this. And most important of all of this, these young ladies decided to do this. They
mm-hmm.
chose to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I should respect that. I oftentimes in life, I think I have done this where I may be good intended, but I have thought for others or felt for others
mm-hmm.
When I haven't even talked to them. I've just made assumptions out of my own, feelings.
Yep.
Like, oh, this seems wrong. You must think so too. Oh, wait, no, you don't. Oh, no, wait, you're choosing to do. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I have no idea what I'm talking about, even though I detail. Okay. You can do all your homework in the world. This is why you talk to real people.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is why you have to do that. And finding out the money that's involved in this, the confidence that it builds, all those things are great. But mm-hmm. I don't think I really saw a big difference in pageantry until I started seeing the results from it.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the kids that were in contestants, and all of a sudden I see them working at the chamber, I see them doing this, or I see other things that they would get involved in. And now I get it. Now I see the full picture. I see how this can be beneficial.
Yep.
And then I see a young lady like this who, just a bit that I got to read about her, and honestly, I just found out about her in the last 24 hours.
Right.
It sounds like, Seth, that she did this more so to bring awareness to nuclear energy than to, get a sash
That's interesting.
Or in a crown.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is her. She is literally a nuclear engineer. Like, you know, this is not her day job or anything.
Right. Exactly.
It's pretty dang cool.
It is, and I think it's changed too. I think the pageant area or the pageant
field,
I don't know what you want to call it, has changed over the years. It's become different.
Yes.
It's become more of a place for women like this to do these, not just to bring awareness, but to show, hey, not just a pretty face, not just, you know, I want to be an actor, I want to be this. No, I want to be a nuclear engineer. I want to do this, that, or the other thing. And I love the fact that they're showing that it's not just about, you know, the outside stuff. And I think that's going to start going down more and more. I don't think we're going to be worrying about that as much as we go along here. I think it's going to be more about, you know, what you can bring to society, what you can show, what, you know, why you should support nuclear power, why you should do all these things, advocate for their little whatever, you know.
The days of you know, the it was kind of made fun of. There were bits about, you know, and how would you like to change the world? I wish everybody was happy, you know, or whatever, or something like that. Like, those are long gone.
Long gone, those days.
And maybe they, you know, to be, again, because I did not ever really watch Miss America or any of that stuff when I was a kid growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they never were there. Maybe this has been the case this whole time. All these women throughout all of these years have had a brain or have had a lot to offer, but they weren't really given the vehicle or the ability to be able to do that.
Exactly. And I'm guessing there was a lot of that, but that they didn't want to, people didn't, or the organizers said, no, just go up there and look pretty or whatever, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm lucky that I grew up in the household I did, because I've had a lot of girlfriends growing up or friends growing up that have said, you know, oh, well, I was told not to be smarter than a guy because guys don't like that.
Jeez.
And I can't, like, that not only angers me and infuriates me, it's one of the saddest things I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Like, and I've heard, I've had a sad life.
Right.
And, it's so, and I got two daughters, you know, I mean, I think about my sister, I think about all these things. And these are, those three people I just mentioned, there are some of the most intelligent people I know.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate for, I hate the idea of that. Personally, for me, one of the things that is the biggest infatuation for me is intelligence.
Yes.
I love intelligence women.
Yeah.
I want a woman who's smarter than me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be blunt about this, everybody. I mean, I'm being realistic here.
Yeah.
The idea of that and all that, I think what you were saying there, all that kind of thing, I think that really does lead to a better day with this field. And to where now it's kind of like, if I had a young daughter, my kids are older and stuff, but if I had a young daughter now, I wouldn't be begrudging to the pageantry thing. I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to look into it a little bit more. I would want to see
exactly
how that goes
more. Yeah.
And I get now why parents not push their kids, support their kids in this world. I see that it's a better world now. I think that it's certainly improved quite a bit.
I think so.
And to her point about nuclear energy and just talking about that, I wanted to come back to this article. Now, we talked about this a little bit already this week, but the big breakthrough in nuclear fusion was announced this week. For the first time, researchers in California were able to create more energy than they put in. Which is a huge deal.
This is what we've been looking for.
In layman's terms, fusion is when you're combining atoms, and fission is when you're splitting an atom.
Right.
Fission is what nuclear power plants use, but it creates a ton of radioactive waste.
Correct.
Fusion doesn't and could produce unlimited clean energy.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
What more do you need? If you want to come at me with this jobs and this industry and the jobs in this industry and that, I have an answer for you. This will create jobs. This will make more jobs.
Yeah.
And those jobs, those fields that you're talking about, if it wasn't nuclear fission, it'd be something else.
Yeah.
The days of coal are shorter and shorter with every day they are. With certain other fields, they are shorter with every day.
Right.
This is the way evolution works, everybody. It's not, we don't like you, we don't like your jobs, we want to get rid of you. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's getting rid of positions or fields because, you know what? I think clerks are silly. Let's just get rid of clerks. Let's just all help ourselves when we go into the gas station. Nobody's doing that.
No.
What we're doing here is trying to make this world not only better, but smarter.
Mm-hmm.
We need a smarter world, not just a better world, a smarter one. We need to run things better. The ideas of just throwing garbage out the window and somebody else will pick it up are long gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's on all of us now to make this world better. And we all have a part to play. Some of us, you know, our job is to research and understand the people that we are voting into office are holding up these things and these beliefs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Other things are investing in companies. And by investing, I mean buying from companies that are putting into our, are helping our planet, not putting it, not, you know, bringing our planet a step back,
right?
Et cetera, et cetera. Doing your own homework.
I think, and maybe this is the lack of coffee talking. let's agree on one thing here, okay? I think we're at the point now where I think a vast majority of people agree we are in a climate crisis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That means we got lots and lots of work to do.
Yeah.
And the old argument about, you know, this is going to destroy jobs. No. We've got plenty of jobs out there, everybody. There's so much we need to do. There is so much we need to do. What we need to find out is how do we allocate the correct resources to get to the point where we're getting those jobs done. That is what we're looking at right now. Just think of everything we're going to have to do. You know, I know this is the very beginning of nuclear fusion, but look at what we can get from this.
Yeah.
It's going to create a whole new everything. I mean, the sky is the limit on this.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. And that's why we have to figure out now that we're here at this point, we got to start getting our butts in gear and figuring out, let's get going on this now. We can't wait anymore. We need to do it now.
We're already behind on this.
Yes,
so.
We are.
Yeah. Again, a big shout out to Miss Grace Stanky, Miss Wisconsin, Grace Stanky, to her and her family, Miss America 2023, Grace Stanky. Just congratulations to her.
Yeah.
I have to say, it never, even though I don't really watch this whole pageant thing or whatever, I've seen enough of these.
Mm-hmm.
The final results with her getting the crown, that never gets old to me. The look of shock and happiness on their faces.
It's pretty remarkable.
Almost every one of these young ladies, when I see this happen, they seem dumbfounded.
They do.
There's something kind of sweet about that. I think there really is. We'll take a break right here, but before we do, let you know when Seth and I are done hanging out with you and getting you ready for your weekend. Coming up is Morning Magazine, our final one of the week. We have in part one Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Teston, and with us plenty to talk with Senator Teston about today. And then in part two, Reverend Beth Habhacker is going to be with us along with Mike Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about the Blue Christmas service and winter market at Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Yeah.
And we may even see if I can get Beth to talk a little bit about the show and the theater, a little bit of acting maybe.
Maybe you could prompt her a little bit.
Get her into. And a little bit later today on our sister station, WIRI, Wisc Country 105.5. At 7:10, our pregame will start. Edgar at Assumption Boys Basketball. Randy Paul on the call, y'all. Don going to run the board. You know between those two, it is going to sound good. We're going to come back with some good stuff for you right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you this morning. And it is time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this December 16th, 2022.
All right.
National Chocolate Everything. National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. I thought it was National Chocolate Everything Day. Like, just put chocolate on everything.
You could make it that. You can make chocolate covered chocolate, I guess, if you wanted
to. There you go, yes.
See, got to cover everything with chocolate. Another party heard from.
Yes. I am a sucker for chocolate, so
yes,
you had me a chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It is Day of Reconciliation.
Very nice.
They say that all good things come to an end. Thankfully, this remains true for horrible atrocities as well. One such ending took place in 1991 with the ending of the apartheid, a system of racial segregation that existed in South Africa on the back of legislation introduced by the National Party. The Day of Reconciliation was introduced in 1994 as a way to heal the rift between the people of South Africa and bring harmony to a nation still suffering from decades of injustice.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy to think, Seth, this took place in our lifetimes.
Yeah, not that long ago,
that
really.
That apartheid ended. Not that long ago at
not
all.
That long
no.
ago.
Especially for the people of South Africa.
Indeed.
There is so much interesting history there.
Yes, oh my goodness.
And you know, honestly, heartbreaking history. To me, at least. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't want to speak for others or anything, but that one has always pulled to me, that the story, the idea of that.
Yep.
One thing I think that should be noted too, though, is while this day is meant to remember that and to bring attention to it, and especially there are generations growing up that don't know about this.
No.
So it's important to remember history and to remember these things. But also, it has become a day of reconciliation for like other things and other for the simplest things to the biggest things like this.
Exactly. And, you know, this got me thinking about learning about the whole issue of apartheid down in South Africa. If you want to check out a really cool film about it, Biko.
Yeah.
With Denzel Washington, I believe. Wasn't he the star of that one? One of his breakout roles?
Yes. It's honestly, it's still my favorite performance of his. And that's
really
so hard for me to say. I'm immediately thinking of 90 roles of his I love just as much.
Yep.
But I saw that movie as a kid, and I did not know who Stephen Biko was.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, raised by my mother, who is, you know, a causist and everything. And,
right.
Former feminist and all these things.
Yep.
I don't think you ever stop being a feminist.
No, not really.
But you do stop being a hippie mom. Reading about Stephen Biko, I was so my first feelings, other than being overwhelmed by him and his life, were disappointment, because I don't feel like he is known well enough.
He's not.
I don't feel like I have nothing against Gandhi or Malcolm X or Martin Luther King Jr.
Or Nelson
Chavez
Mandela even,
or
yeah.
Nelson Mandela,
yep.
or any of these amazing human beings in our human history.
Yep.
But Stephen Biko deserves to be in that conversation just as much.
I agree.
I'm so thankful you brought his name up.
Yes.
I don't think I would have, and I'm the one saying all this, that he should be brought up for. If you are, just even if you want to see a good movie.
Yes.
And
plus, an amazing song by Peter Gabriel about that. That song
Biko,
is gorgeous.
Biko,
yes.
I get goosebumps thinking
yep.
about that song. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, man, not only is you get a young Denzel, but I'm telling you, you see, like, they're like, okay, this guy is going to be incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is Cary Grant level acting right here we're
yep.
seeing. And that, at that age.
Mm-hmm.
It is also National Underdog Day. Yeah. This is my kind of day.
It's your chess pawn. That's hilarious.
It's kind of cool. Honor the world's greatest unsung heroes, runners-up, and unlikely winners who have pulled off the unexpected on National Underdog Day. For those that may not know, an underdog is a person in a competition or other event who is popularly expected to lose or fail. The individual expected to win is called the favorite or top dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a kind of a soft spot for underdogs.
Me
always
too.
Have.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that it's that far fetched for people who far fetched. Jeez.
Ding ding. We need a bell for that.
We need a bell for that.
Yeah.
We need a sound effect for
ding.
That. That or wah, wah.
Yeah, the old trombone. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always felt as an underdog. I think that people who have felt that way in life tend to root for underdogs.
I agree. It's always fun to see the unexpected as well.
And here's the other fun thing about this. I believe in my heart that everybody at one point in their life has been an underdog. There's something you've done in life where nobody expected you to do well in it, or at least didn't think you'd do okay in it, and here you did.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's tying your shoes or it's winning a gold medal. Everybody has been in an underdog situation and thrived from it at some point.
Okay.
I generally think everybody can relate to it in one way or another. You may not think so, but you know, maybe even think back to grade school where you picked last, you know, or picked second to last or something like that. Sometimes
right.
getting picked second to last seemed worst. I don't know why, but it always
usually because the last one person didn't care if they got picked last. You were the one that actually cared about it.
I'm still thankful that never happened to me. Stupid Toy Day. It is also Stupid Toy Day. Remember those ridiculous and stupid toys that everyone played with when they were little, whether receiving it as a birthday gift, offered as a hand-me-down from an older sibling, or simply, I saw it on TV and I have to have this. Stupid Toy Day is a time to reminisce and think about the fond memories related to not only silly toys, but just the general uniqueness and wonder of childhood. Kids nowadays have so many advantages, so many things that you and I would have killed for, Seth.
Yep.
But I'll say this. They didn't have those dangerous, fun, weird toys that we had.
It's true. And although even when we were kids, we didn't have like the really dangerous ones.
No, you're right.
Like those thing makers or whatever they were. They actually gave you like a hot plate to melt plastic.
Yes. Yes.
Those are like super dangerous.
What was it? The little easy bake ovens,
yeah,
or whatever that like they could start that like actually could like heat up and
yeah,
like
exactly.
A pretty, like a mini oven. Darts.
Yeah, give kids just, sharp objects,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Just darts. Just darts in general. Like you're 5 years old, you can throw a dart. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You can throw a dart. Go for it. You got this. So whether it was like Candyland, Chutes and Ladders, Hi-Ho, Cheerio, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Those aren't stupid.
All of them. Yeah,
I disagree.
I completely disagree with any of those being called stupid. Yes.
Yeah.
Stupid Toy Day. Stupid Toy Day might be to play some flag football or get some great friends together for Kick the Can. Oh, wow. I remember.
Well, Kick the Can is pretty dumb. That one I got to give them.
Yeah, I do remember that, though. Oh, and here are some others, like Teddy Ruxpin, the animatronic toy that acts like a talking teddy bear and scared the living daylights out of parents at night.
A creepy as all get out. My goodness.
Kids love this thing, but it would, you know, kids go to sleep at night and Teddy is left on and dad's walking around at midnight. And all of a sudden, Teddy like freaks out, like it starts
turns
saying,
on. Oh, yeah.
How about Stretch Armstrong? Yeah.
That was just a weird Stretch yes. Armstrong is just a weird toy.
All it did was stretch.
Yeah.
Like that's literally it. Like you get to, I mean, how much can you stretch something before you're like, okay, that's the end of that. Like,
yeah.
And then they wondered why they broke all the time, because after you've stretched it for a couple of hours, or I should say for a kid, 5 minutes.
Yeah. It loses its elasticity. And
well, I'm
going
to tie it to the door and I'm going to pull and I'm going to see how far I can pull this thing.
Because that's what kids do. Yeah.
Yeah. Tamagotchi. One of the biggest toy fads of the late 90s and early 2000s, the Tamagotchi was a Japanese phenomenon and every kid wanted one. The digital pet came in the form of an egg shape that kids could keep in their pocket.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was after me. I didn't ever have one of those, but I do remember my sister and some
yes,
people playing with them.
I remember when they were popular. Yeah, yeah. That was a little bit after our time for kid stuff, but I do remember how popular they were at that time period.
Furbies were definitely one of those things. A little weirder.
Do you remember there was that big thing about bringing Furbies to the Pentagon or something like that? Because they
yes.
were afraid they would get like secrets, like top secret.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that was funny.
That was pretty darn funny.
That was hilarious.
Was Teddy Ruxpin the one that you could put the cassette tape in?
Yes.
Okay.
That was before digital, so yeah.
I remember people doing that, like... putting like, you know, heavy metal in there and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't think it all the way through.
No, not quite. Not quite. I'm trying to think of it. You know, I don't think it would be in this category, but I always thought Cabbage Patch Kids were weird.
Me too. I thought they were kind of creepy.
Cabbage Patch Kids were a little weird. It was something about the, it wasn't just the design, it was something about the adoption thing.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah, and I think that it might have been a good thing. I don't know. I don't know if there's any surveys or tests or anything like that on this. If it helped kids understand, you know, be a little more empathetic towards adoption.
Mm-hmm.
If it did even a little of that, that's great. Then I'm, you know, I take it back. Otherwise, though, it did feel a little
but
weird.
But it was a little strange for
it
a
did,
toy,
it
yeah.
Did. And it is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day.
Well, now this has just become ubiquitous now.
Yeah.
It's not the thing it was anymore. Now everyone's doing it. It's kind of lame, actually, if you ask me.
I don't, you know, other than like, we're going to have a Christmas party. Everybody's got to wear one. That
yeah.
stuff I don't mind. But otherwise, I'm with you. I feel like it's kind of like...
It's run its course.
Well, because we did it to our... We messed it up. They were supposed to be ugly sweaters that like grandmother, grandfather, or an aunt or uncle gave you. And it was uncomfortable. And they were always made of wool.
Super hot, yeah.
And not just wool, but like wool from like 1940, like material we don't even use anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't look good. It did not look good.
No.
The point is ugly. Like they've missed the whole point of this.
Now that deliberately doing it, now the irony factor has kind of messed it up. It's like not cool anymore.
And there's literally an ugly sweater for everything.
Exactly.
We just touch on a couple of the weekend things here. Like tomorrow is National Maple Syrup Day.
James is going to take a bath in maple syrup tomorrow.
Oh, happy day. Yeah. I guess I have to have maple syrup tomorrow.
You're going to have it, man. Oh,
I love
the cross you have to bear, my friend.
I can't think of many things I would not eat if you put maple syrup on them. God, I love maple syrup. Tomorrow is also Wright Brothers Day. Great.
Very cool.
If you have not done your homework on the Wright Brothers, I can encourage you to do that, or maybe even look into see if there's some things you have not known about.
Yeah, them. Some interesting stories there.
I will say, while they get the credit of flight, there were many steps before them, as they both admitted.
Yes.
It was interesting to me that they kind of tried to push back on the aviation creators and mm-hmm. stuff. They were always very quick to give credit to the people that came before.
Like every invention, it's not just one person. They're standing on the backs of many.
Yeah, just unlike somebody like Edison, who couldn't wait to take credit for things even that he didn't do.
Correct.
Or something like that.
Or patents, for sure.
Yes, yes. I thought it's always interesting to me, the Teslas, the Wright brothers, these people who they create something in it. They realize, okay, this stopped being mine the moment I showed it to somebody else.
Exactly.
That's the purpose of invention. That's mm-hmm. the purpose of creation, really, of entertainment, of all these things. You create something, and it stops to really be yours.
It becomes the world's, yeah.
Yeah, you feel a tie to it, sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have more claim over it than anybody else, I would say.
Totally with you.
But it really does. You know, aviation doesn't just belong to the Wright brothers.
It's all not at all. Stuff.
Imagine, though, if you could have put a patent on flying. Like, holy cow, there is, of all the patents in history you could have had.
Oh, man.
Like, I'd love to be able to fly, but I can't. It's the Wright brothers own the copyright. Yeah, I can't. And Sunday is International Migrants Day.
Mm.
Every one of our ancestors started this way.
Indeed.
Outside of our Native American friends and listeners out there and everything.
Yep.
It's an important one and a good one to look up on. And in this day and age and going forward, as we get ready for another presidential election and all these things, uh-huh. we know this topic is going to come up. Do your homework, everybody. Are there problems with immigration? Absolutely there are. Join the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. The rest of the world like that.
Yeah.
Those problems are not nearly what they are put out to be.
Yeah.
Let's just take fentanyl, for example. Go ahead and Google that and find out where the majority of fentanyl is getting brought into this country is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming in from it's coming in from the border by Americans. Americans are bringing it over.
Mm-hmm. So they can make money.
I'm an immigrant, and I'm trying to bring me, my small children, my wife or whatever, over to this country, whether on a raft or whether through regular processes or any of these things. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit and look around. Let me see. Where's the drugs? Where are all the... Hey, honey, where do we put all the drugs? No. No. I'm not. And I know that there are people that do come over the line just to do those things. Mm-hmm. That is where, see what I just said, I know there are issues with immigration.
Yes. It's like anything.
It is certainly an issue, but it is not the issue that people turn it into, that especially the news outlets like to turn it into and everything.
Exactly.
It's World Arabic Language Day on Sunday.
That's very cool.
Such an interesting language to look into and to read about. And, 1.6 billion people speak it, throughout the world and everything. It's an interesting one.
And thank our lucky stars that we use their number system.
Yeah.
Because using Roman numerals would suck.
Yeah.
The number system we got is much better from the Arabic world, yes.
And it's Bake Cookies Day on Sunday as well.
Bake cookies!
Yes, bake your favorite cookies. Make some extra to bring over to us here at the studio.
I guess just as an aside.
You don't really have to do that, but yeah, have fun baking cookies this week. This is the time of year for it, too.
It's perfect.
Enjoy. And kids, help mom and dad with that. And, again, save some for us, everybody. Wink, wink.
You'll never have more fun than helping someone bake some cookies.
So true.
Some of the most fun you can have.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into some more fun. We got Melissa's News coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR. There it is. I was waiting to hear this. Welcome back, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the weekend.
We did.
We did it.
Through the snow and the sleet and everything this week.
Somehow. All those last-minute Christmas shopping things. Yeah.
It's not last minute yet.
No. I suppose not. I was just thinking as I said that. Like, well, it's not really last minute.
Not quite yet.
We made it, though. It is Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. Seth and James here with you at 7:44 on the clock. And we're going to get into an interesting one here, Seth. I have people online are talking about things we all do in secret.
In secret.
Yes.
Then they're not secret anymore if they're talking about it online.
I suppose so. I suppose not. Pretending that no one else does it, but in reality, we aren't fooling anybody because we all do it.
That's right.
And here are some of the most relatable highlights.
Okay.
Like when you go into an aisle at a store and you see someone in front of an object you're looking for, but you pretend you're getting something else while hovering near them and waiting for them to leave the area so you can get to it. I just had this happen like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, like anytime you go to the store, this does happen, especially if it's like busy and everything. Yeah.
I want to say the biggest crowd of people I performed in front of was in Santa Barbara. And I think the count was like almost 12,000 mm-hmm. or something like that. It was huge. Really nice crowd, really big and everything. I was nervous a little bit, like I always am for anything I do, even before I turn this mic on.
Yep.
But I wasn't like, it was more anxious than nerves.
Mm-hmm.
I went out in there, I had two great performances, 2 days in a row. I couldn't tell you how happy I was about that. I was in this situation the other day. It's just me and this wonderful, nice old lady in the aisle. And I could not have felt more awkward, more uncomfortable. I did not know where to stand, what to do with myself. And I've done this. I can't be alone on that one. I know others
have
been there.
No, you are absolutely right. Yep.
And it's usually not the other person doing or saying anything at all.
No.
It's nothing about what they're doing or anything like that.
Because they've been there, too. They kind of know what's going on.
Making snap judgments about people based on their appearance.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately,
I have been guilty of this one from time mm-hmm. to time. And guess what? We all have.
Every single person has done that. Yep.
Yeah. Opening a card and pretending not to see cash fall out while reading the card. That's funny.
There was money in there. Oh, my gosh.
My mom and dad really instilled in us how important it was to read. Like, if we got a typical Christmas gift, you read the card first.
Oh,
you have to read the card first.
Yes.
And God help you if you open up the card, there's money in there, and all you do is look at the money and hold that up. That card.
Very rude.
Jimmy, who's it from? Yeah. Okay.
Did you do this thing mostly for birthdays that you passed around everything?
Yeah.
After you opened like the card, you passed it around.
I remember that. Yeah.
And then you know,
looking up words that people use because we don't know what they mean, even though we pretend to understand when they are talking.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Everyone has done this.
Oh yes.
Even now, I mean, I'm at the point now. If I don't know something, I'm usually it's like, oh, I don't know that. You know, oh, tell me more, or let me look that up, kind of thing. But there are still times when I say, oh yeah, I know what that means.
I think everybody has. I'd like to think. I'm pretty sure everybody's had the thought in their head at some point in their life, whether when a child or as an adult or whatever. What if I could pause time? What if I could just do a little timeout?
Timeout,
and I could pause time for like 5 minutes or whatever mm-hmm. and everything, and having that concept and that thought in your head and everything. And I've had this thought, usually when these situations come up, where Seth will use a word or say something that I don't know, and I'd love to pause time, do my homework and research, and then come back to the conversation. Yes, I agree, Seth. I knew all about that. Yes, I can't believe people aren't informed.
That's why I think one of the greatest powers, superpowers anyone could have was go 10 seconds back in the future. Or back into the past,
yes,
I mean.
Yes,
go
yes.
into the past. 10 seconds. You could just go back and then do it over again.
How many times have we accidentally knocked something over and broken something we love
yes.
where that would come in handy?
Exactly.
Ah, that's an invention
right there. That would be a superpower.
Telling small lies, especially to make us and others feel better.
For no reason.
No reason. No reason at all.
Lie to complete strangers.
Yeah. reading messages from the notification bar, then pretending you didn't see the message until much later. This one, Seth, I'm guessing since you're not on social media, you probably don't have this happen too often.
Not that much. I mean, but it still happens with emails. I mean, because you'll see the subject of the email, and you'll be like, oh, I'll just pass that one. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see that one. I just kind of was flipping through I just didn't, you know. Yeah.
See, this one, I can push back on a little bit.
Okay.
Because I do see updates mm-hmm. at times, but I don't go on social media unless I have to, really.
Right.
And then in that case, I'm sorry. I'm not, if it was dire, you know, text me.
Call me. Yeah,
call
right.
Call me, something like that, yeah. Panic cleaning before guests come over, then apologizing for the mess. Yes, yes, a billion times yes.
Yeah, I think we've all done that before.
Oh, I'm very guilty of that one.
Yes, yeah. Oh, and it looks fine, and then you're still like, oh, I'm sorry about the mess, it's, you know.
Smelling your own body odor. Yeah, other words,
checking to see
being a teenager ready to go on a date. Like, I mean, come on, everybody, or an adult going in before you go on a date. My goodness, yeah. Heck, I do that before I go out, just to go get the mail sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, pit check.
Yes, exactly. Nicely done.
Everything good here? Okay,
we're good. And having a full conversation with your pet. I would also add to that inanimate objects.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a pet, I totally agree. Think about your poor computer, people.
Yes.
How many times has that been on the receiving end of, like, your worst language and your biggest anger? I mean, come on. Your poor computer.
I'm so darn thankful that these things can't talk, because the stories they would tell about me and my frustrations
would be horrible. They just would be, oh, man.
Here's another one. Okay, I got two. I got two to add to this. One, bringing up the pets thing. Does anybody else feel weird not being fully dressed in front of their pet? I didn't grow up with animals, so I don't know if I'm alone on this one or not. But like any dog I've ever lived, and I've only lived with like three or four dogs.
Yeah, right.
But each one of them, I like being comfortable when I'm home and I'm alone and everything. Ain't nobody else around to have to see my ugly body, so why not, you know? When there's a dog around, I feel weird about it. I don't know what it is.
Especially if there's one of those animals that kind of tend to stare.
Yes.
That's very weird and uncomfortable.
Just
looking at me.
Fine. I'll gain some weight already. Fine. I don't know what your problem with me is.
What are you looking at me for? You don't have any clothes on ever, so stop it.
9 times out of 10, the dog can't even look up at you. We can't even see this. What the issue is.
And the dog is thinking food. I mean, we don't know what they're actually thinking.
Right. And maybe the biggest one of all of these, saving dead batteries. Yes.
You don't know what to do with them.
Well, that and, you know, there might be some juice left in this puppy. Might be a little bit left in this.
Got to test this one. Let's see.
Do what my dad always does. You know, Jimmy, remotes don't need a lot of energy. So you save them and you put them in that one and everything. And you wonder why you're completely frustrated that your remote won't work.
Why isn't my remote working? There is some logic there, but I don't know.
I can just hear my dad right now, literally. Come on, you stupid remote. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back, wrap up the hour, have some fun. More coming up here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back to The Morning Show here on WFHR, locally grown radio. 7:57 on the clock. Seth and James here with you. And it is time to play some trivia, everybody. It's time to ham it up.
That's right. We finally got back. This is it. This is it, everyone.
This is the last one.
This is the last one. Our last qualifier today.
We are going to ask you a trivia question. You call up, as long as you haven't already qualified, 424-2600. You get the question right, and you'll be our final qualifier to be in the running for this free ham from our friends at Quality Foods IGA. We'll be announcing the winner on Monday's show. Looking forward to that. Be listening for it. And we really encourage you to join our friends over Quality Foods for all your needs this holiday season. If you're looking for spirits, they got them. They got deals on all kinds of wines, all kinds of hard alcohols. Looks like I'm seeing all your favorites, Captain Morgan, Jack Daniels, also seeing like Sky Vodka and Three Lakes Wine and a bunch of others.
Nice.
I see my old friend Southern Comfort there. plenty of them. And also, your seafood. This is a great time of year for seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Snow crab legs, tiny salad shrimp, jumbo breaded shrimp. Yes, love me some breaded shrimp.
Excellent.
Good stuff right there. And
yep.
We've been talking about this the last couple of weeks. Quality Foods complete Christmas dinner. Be sure to order this by December 23rd. If you're looking to do this, everybody, you'll be able to pick it up Christmas Day by 3. They have a ham dinner that'll serve 8 to 10 for $84, and a prime rib dinner that'll serve 3 for $79. Interested in either of these, give them a call at the West Grand Avenue location, 715-423-9750, or Baker Drive at 423-8350. Seth, what is our trivia question for today?
Our final trivia question. This is another little fun one, everybody. You got to put on your thinking caps for this one. There's a pun involved here. The question is, what does Santa eat for breakfast? What does Santa eat for breakfast?
Ooh. Huh.
I'm going to give a little clue on this one. It is a staple for breakfast. It is based on you put a little thing into a little box,
okay,
you know, and then it pops out. But it's a specific kind, okay, and it's also a pun on Christmas, a very famous Christmas plant that you kind of hang up.
Okay.
In between a doorway, and you're looking for some a little loving going on there.
Yeah, okay.
So put those two together and you have your answer.
So call up 424-2600. You can even just take a shot at this, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you're well-intended, you're close. You'll probably get it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
it's our last one of these.
We want our last qualifier. We want to fill up our list here. So
if you want to qualify for this free ham, call up 424-2600. Take a shot at this. Let's see what we have. Good morning. What's your answer? Can you turn your radio off in the background, please?
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe is the answer.
Yes, congratulations. Nicely done. Can I get your first name, sir?
Jim.
Jim?
Yep.
Hey, Grant's a fine name you got there, sir. Jim, thank you so much for calling up and playing along. You felt pretty good about that one, Jim. You sounded pretty confident.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Jim, what town are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Grand Rapids.
All right, a Grand Rapids winner. We haven't had one in a while.
Very good.
Jim, thank you so much for playing along. You're our final qualifier for this free ham. Hang on the line, going to get some information from you. We hope you have a great day and a wonderful weekend, Jim. Thanks for listening.
Well, thank you for being there.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Jim, good guy right here.
Right on the money.
I like how he said it, too. He's a very confident name.
Yeah, mistletoe.
Mistletoast. That's such a good one. I love that. Big shout out to our friends at Quality Foods IGA for doing this with us. We had a lot of fun. Visit our friends at Quality Foods IGA, whether at West Grand Avenue or Baker Drive, for all of your Christmas needs.
Yep.
And a big shout out to our sales staff as well. Steph and everybody else, our whole team here coming up with all these questions. Great job. Everybody.
Lots of fun.
We're going to talk to Jim. We'll come back and we'll talk with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center and much more right here on the Morning Show at WFHR.